Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover the topic of the hope and salvation found in Jesus Christ, emphasizing his resurrection and the resulting imperishable inheritance. Today's Bible passage is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who in his great mercy gave us a new birth to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you who by the power of God are safeguarded through faith to a salvation that is ready to be revealed in the final time.
This passage from Peter is all about the incredible hope and salvation that comes from our Lord Jesus Christ. And let me tell you, this is not just some wishful thinking or a far-fetched fantasy. This is the real deal. It begins by acknowledging the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, in his infinite mercy, gave us a brand new start. It's like being born again. And this new birth leads us to a living hope. Isn't that amazing? We're not just living for the here and now, but we have a hope that extends beyond this earthly life. You know how Jesus was crucified and then rose from the dead? Well, that resurrection is the very foundation of this hope. It is through his resurrection that we are promised an inheritance that can never spoil, fade away, or be tainted. This inheritance, my friend, is being kept safe for us in heaven. Just imagine that, a secure and eternal inheritance that is waiting for us. But wait, there's more. We are not left to fend for ourselves in this journey of faith. No, friends, we are actually safeguarded by the power of God himself. It is through our faith that we are protected and kept safe for the ultimate salvation. And let me tell you, this salvation is no joke. It will be revealed in the final time at the grand finale of everything. You see, it's one thing to hope that we will be saved, to yearn for life after death. But our hope is grounded in something real, something concrete. Jesus didn't just talk about eternal life, he actually demonstrated it. He died on that cross and then showed himself alive to many witnesses. Can you even imagine witnessing that? Talk about a boost to our faith. So our faith is not just wishful thinking for a better world. It is a confident assurance in the power and victory of our resurrected Lord. Because Jesus lives, we too will be resurrected. Our hope is alive and well, rooted in the very life of Jesus. This passage is a powerful reminder that our hope and salvation are not based on our own efforts or merits, but on the mercy and power of God. It is through the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we have this living hope, this secure inheritance, and this ultimate salvation. And it is through our faith in him that we are protected and kept safe until the final time. So let this passage sink into your heart and soul. Let it fill you with true hope and confidence. Because no matter what challenges or difficulties you may face, remember that our hope is not in vain. Our hope is in the resurrected Jesus Christ, who has overcome death and offers us eternal life. Trust in him, cling to him, and let his resurrection power be your source of hope and strength.
Let's close with a prayer. God, I want to thank you for this incredible plan of salvation. I humbly ask for your forgiveness for all the mistakes I've made, and I confess Jesus Christ as my Savior. He is the reason for my hope, and I am forever grateful. Amen. Thank you for joining in today's Bible verses and message. Your presence is truly appreciated. May your days be filled with gratitude, your path be illuminated with kindness, and your journey be blessed with God's love. Goodbye, and God bless.